Ici-bas, des nombreuses preuves, et très souvent mes pieux chancèlent. Cela paraît que je tombe et je tremble, mais la tendre main que me conduit et la main que me retient debout, et par la foi j'y triompherai après tout, après que toutes ces vies soient finies, les fardeaux de la vie ôtés, nous tenant sur la montagne élevée, contemplant par de la cécité que le Seigneur a préparé. Donne-moi la foi que
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It's good to come and sing.
Amen.
One day, Wang Song says, our voices will be strong and clear. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Brother George has one song as well. Amen.
Amen.
Let him sing before we sing
Hallelujah.
Songs together.
It's a song I've been trying to do for a long time, and I really need your praise. But I feel if I would sing just the parts that I've done, it'll help so much. It's called Behold, I'll Send You Elijah. He called a Gentile people for his name. In flesh, drawn from his side, to offer up our lives a living sacrifice in this last age, till the bride and Christ unite. We who are called in this evening. Evening time, we look unto Him. The end is now inside. Oh, oh, oh. Behold, I send you Elijah, Elijah the prophet. He will take you higher, higher and higher and higher. Lest I consume the earth with fire. The destruction of the earth. Isaiah said, surely the Lord God will do nothing but reveal his secrets to his prophets.
the lion hath roared, who cannot fear? God has spoken, who can but prophesy? Jude spake of wandering stars lost in shame. Wonder if there really was a cloud in our day. We don't want to be wandering, wandering again. We wonder if Elijah came in this day. We are like those angels who kept their first estate. Let God's word create in us the end time state. Behold, I send you Elijah, Elijah the prophet. He will take you higher, higher and higher and higher, lest I consume the earth with fire. The destruction of the earth. Oh, surely the Lord God will do nothing but reveal His secrets to His prophets. The lion hath roared, who will not fear? God has spoken, who can but prophesy? Jude spake of wandering stars lost in shame. I wonder if they really was a cloud in our day. I wonder if He said, wandering again. Wonder if Elijah really came our way. We are like those angels who kept their first estate. Let God's word in us in time create. Oh, behold, I send you Elijah, Elijah the prophet. He will take you higher, higher and higher and higher, lest I consume the earth with fire. The destruction of the earth. Only the Lord God will do nothing but reveal His secrets to His prophets. The lion hath roared, who will not fear? The Lord has spoken, who can prophesy? Lord, I send you Elijah, Elijah the prophet. He will take you higher, higher and higher and higher, lest I consume the earth with fire. Destruction of the earth.
Amen. Amen. That's why it's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen, amen. Let's sing that song. We are standing on the holy grounds. Amen. We can stand up and worship.
We are standing on the holy ground. And I know that there are angels place where love abounds. For we are His temple, Jehovah God abides in, and we are standing in His presence on holy ground. We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. Let us praise Jesus now. We are standing in His presence on holy ground. In His presence there's joy beyond all measure. Of man can still find. If you have an end, I know God is the answer. Just reach again. You are standing on holy ground. We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. Let us pray. Oh Jesus, now we are standing in His presence on holy ground. We are standing
tonight,
on holy ground.
Lord, once again, we give you the praise, we give you the honor, Lord.
And I know,
standing in your presence
that
tonight,
there are angels.
Oh, Lord, we bless you, Lord Jesus, we give you the glory. We have come with all humility.
Let us pray.
Oh, with the broken spirit and the contrite heart tonight.
Oh, Jesus, now.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, have your way with us tonight, Lord. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. God is so good. God is so good. Let's sing it as we worship Him tonight. Oh God
is so good. God is so good. It's so good to me.
God is so
good. God is so good.
Yes, Lord.
God is so
who is like unto you, Lord? Your good one, Lord
God
Jesus. We bless your name tonight.
So good.
You're so good, Lord.
So
you are wonderful. You are excellent. Glory be to your name, Lord, tonight.
God is so good.
God is so good.
God.
so yet, Lord, we bless you, Lord.
So good. God is so good.
Oh, he's so good
to me.
Once again, let's sing it again.
Oh, God is so good.
He's so good.
God is so good. God is so good. He's so good.
Oh, let us worship him. If he's so good to you, let's just worship him tonight. Let's worship him. If he's so good to you, just say, Lord, I thank you, God, for your goodness. I bless you, Lord Jesus. Oh, there is no one like unto you, Lord. And Father, we thank you for your grace, Lord. We thank you for your mercies. We thank you, Lord, oh, for your loving kindness, Lord, towards us. You are so good, Lord. You are so good. We bless you, Lord. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the grace that once more, Lord, you have given to us to be in your presence, Lord. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord Jesus. We thank you, the Lord. Tonight, Lord. Oh, you are here, oh Jesus, we bless you, Lord. Oh, we lift up your name. Oh, there is no other name. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you the glory. Blessed be your name, Lord. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, when we look at Calvary, oh, what you did for us. Oh, to pay the price that you never owned. Oh, Lord, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, looking at Calvary. Oh, you pay the price. You pay the price that you never owned. Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you. You willingly went in there, oh God. Oh, blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, your God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have come in the midst of your people, because you are the one that walks in the midst of your church. And you say, Lord, your church, the gates of hell can never prevail against it. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, your God. Oh, love, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus' name. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I love him. Oh, I love him. Oh, because he first loved me, and he purchased my salvation on Calvary. Oh, I love him. Oh, I love him. Oh, because oh, he first loved me. And he purchased is my salvation on Calvary. Let's sing it once again. Let's sing it again. Oh, I love it. Oh, yes, Lord, we love you. I love him. Oh, because oh, he first. Oh, love me. Oh, and he first. Oh, just my salvation on Calvary is green. Oh, yes, Lord. Father, we thank you this evening. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your mercies. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your protection, Lord. We thank you above you, Lord, your loving kindness towards us, God. Father, when we look at Calvary, what you did, Lord Jesus, it showed how much, Lord, God, you loved us, Lord. And Father, we love you also, God. You first loved us. Oh, Lord, you willingly went in there, oh God, to pay a price that you never owned. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you shed that blood, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, to set us free, oh Lord Jesus. Amen. And Father, we thank you for tonight, Lord, that the grace, oh Lord, is so much for us, oh God, that we've gathered together in your house, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. You have called us, and we know the Lord. Anytime you call your children, there is something good in store for them. And tonight, the purpose for calling us, Lord Jesus, we come with all humility, Lord. Amen. With a broken spirit and a contrite heart, Lord, we lay before your altar tonight. That, Lord Jesus, you have your own way with us, Lord. Father, we are here tonight to pray, oh God. And Father, we need inspiration from on high, oh Lord Jesus. The Holy Spirit to come, overshadow us. Sweep over us, Lord Jesus. Amen. And Father, our utterances, Lord, we never want it to come from our within us, Lord. But the Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, groaning in us, Lord. Oh, leading us to say the things that, Lord, you want us to say, oh God. Father, we thank you even as we turn to your word, oh Lord. We pray that you bless your word, oh God. And let it be a living bread unto us. Let it bring the inspiration, Lord, tonight. And create the atmosphere for our Lord Jesus, for us, Lord, to pray, O God. We ask all this, Lord, in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray with our thanksgiving. Amen and amen. Amen. God, Richie, bless you for coming. And as you are still standing, let's just take the word and let's read from. Our first reading. Let us read from Hebrews 9. Read the 13th and the 14th verse. And then we shall open to John 3:19. But let us first read Hebrews 9:13 and 14. Let us hear the word of God. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Let's listen to it again. It said, for if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh,
How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Now let's turn to John 3:19. He said, and this is the condemnation, that light is come unto the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Oh. This is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Tonight we have a topic, substitutes done away in Christ. Substitutes done away in Christ. Let's pray once again. Dear Lord, we have read your word, O God. Oh, you are the author. You are the teacher. Holy Spirit, tonight come, speak to us, Lord Jesus, as we sit at your feet, O God. Father, we need the blessings from on high tonight. Bless your word, O God, and let it be a living bread unto us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? Substitutes done away in Christ. Praise God. If there is something we call substitute, then there must be the original. Amen. Amen. If something is a substitute, then there should be the original. Praise God. Amen. Same also if you have a counterfeit note. That means there is the original. Because if there is not original, there could never be a counterfeit. So our topic tonight said substitutes done away in Christ. And in the Bible we have what? Many substitutes. So let us start from the beginning and get some of these substitutes. Because today many people are still holding on to substitutes. Praise God. Many people are still holding on to substitutes. But the original has come. Amen. The original is in our midst. Amen. Praise God. But some time ago, the substitutes were doing well. So let us go to the beginning. And we know that Adam and Eve, they disobeyed God's righteous commandment. And that is sin. They disobeyed what? God's righteous commandment. And that was sin. Because sin, as the prophet said, is righteousness what? Perverted. Sin is what? Righteousness. Perverted. If God has said man and a woman should live together as couples, praise God, any other thing becomes what? Sin. If you put man and man, you have perverted what? God's righteousness. Praise the Lord. If you put a woman and a woman, you have perverted what? God's righteousness. So sin is righteousness perverted. Whatever God has said is perfect. So any other thing contrary becomes what? Sin. Becomes something perverted. Amen. Amen. And we know right in the Garden of Eden, God commanded Adam and Eve that that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, don't touch it. Because thou shalt, he said, thou shalt not eat of it. For In the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. That is what God's word, spoken word. Amen. Don't eat of that tree. When you eat of it, you will surely die. Amen. So we see that the penalty of sin is what? Is death. And then again, we could see that sin also does what? It causes separation between man and God. Sin causes separation between man and God. But as long as you stay obedient to God's word, you are covered. As long as you stay obedient to God's word, you are covered. And of course, if you are not covered, you are what? You are naked. If you are not covered, you are what? You are naked. And you remember Laodicea. And that was exactly what happened. Adam and Eve committed sin and they found themselves naked. The Bible says when God was walking in the cool of the evening in the garden, Adam, hearing his voice, he went toward hiding among the trees. Then God called unto Adam, "Where art thou?" And he said, "I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." You see? When sin was committed, that covering was taken away. Praise the Lord. When sin was committed, the covering of God upon his people was taken away. And they what? They appeared naked. Today, what is our covering? Our covering is what? The blood of Jesus Christ. That's our covering. And so if you denounce the blood of Jesus Christ, you are what? You become what? Naked. So now, sin has been committed, and the penalty is what? Is death. And God will never, ever, whatever he says, will ever reverse what he has said. Amen. Because when you read Isaiah 14:24, he said, "The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely, as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. And as I have purposed, so shall it stand." Whatever he has thought of, it got to come to pass. And whatever he has purposed, it got to stand. And so when God says something, he can never reverse it anymore. And so if God thought how to pass, come to pass, and his purpose got to stand, what about his spoken word? Is it going to change? No, sir. Amen. The spoken word is the original seed. And so we could see that in the beginning when God said, "Let the fruit-yielding trees bring forth fruits after its own kind." You get the point? Mango tree. From that day, has been what? Producing mango fruits. Amen. The spoken word. It has never changed. Amen. This mango tree may face all types of what? Trials. Rains coming down upon it to beat it. The scorching sun upon it. Storms beating upon it. Everything coming against this tree. But yet the fruit will never change. Amen. Oh, praise God. So it is. You and I, no matter the trials that come to us, if we are standing upon the spoken word of God, We will continue. Nothing will change. We will bear the fruits of the image of God. Amen. Mango tree. Look at it standing out there. All sort of weather. Cold weather. Hot weather. Everything beating on it. But it will never change its fruits. So it is a true child of God. Standing on the same spoken word. No matter trials that will come against you. Things that will come and beat against you. Your fruits will never change. You will bring forth the fruits of what? The image of God. Nothing can change you, my brother. Oh, praise the Lord. Now, death is to Adam, but the ever merciful God. Now listen closely here. He didn't change his mind. God never changed his mind of the penalty. The penalty was what? Death. God never changed his mind about that. But because of his mercy, God did something. He looked for a substitute to die. Amen. He looked for a substitute to die. Oh, hallelujah. God never changed his mind. The penalty was that. The penalty of sin was death. And Adam and Eve, they were condemned to death. Praise the Lord. But his mercies, God found a substitute to die instead of them. So that he could get a covering for them. And to get that covering, an animal got to die. Praise the Lord. An animal got to die to get the covering to cover them. And now, Adam and Eve, the covering is what? It's a substitution. Amen. It's a substitution. The original has been taken away. But God has to give them what? A substitution, a covering, a substitution. So they went out of the Garden of Eden with what? With a substitution. The blood of an animal. Amen. As the prophets, let me read something from Why I Am a Holy Roller, preached in Chicago, 1953, paragraph 34. He said, now notice this. Then when Adam realized that he had sinned, God had to make a substitute for his death. You see? Because he pronounced death. And he goes out and gets some skin. Probably some sheep skins. Now, in order to get a covering for Adam and Eve, he had to make them aprons out of skin and get skins, and to get the skins he had to kill something. Amen. He had to kill something. Something got to die in the stead, because God had placed what? Death. Something got to die. Now let's represent Eve as the bride. And of course, she was what? She was a bride. The natural bride. So now Eve had to leave the Garden of Eden with a substitute as what? With a substitute as what? A covering. And you know, Eve got herself into this situation. My dear young sisters, as you are growing, take notice of this. Eve was what? The helpmate to Adam. Eve should have what? Always stayed with what? With Adam. But one day, she left what? She left Adam. And went strolling in the Garden of Eden. See? giving herself the opportunity for what? For the devil to come in. Brethren, my sisters, there are some places you don't need to go. As a Christian. And even parents, our young ones, if possible, our young girls that are growing up, if possible, where they are going somewhere, let them be accompanied. Never allow them to go alone. The prophet said, Eve got to strolling in the garden, and she ran into the serpent, a very polished up sort of a fellow, you see? Very polished, you see? And Satan comes up as a wise, slick, polished sort of a person. Satan is very, very slick. He has very good tongues, sweet ones. My little young ones, you see him. Said, sister, you look so beautiful. He said, that's what everybody tells me. And they just leave that place. Amen. You are beautiful. Say, yes, that's what everybody tells me. And just go your way. Don't stand, because the prophet said Eve waited a little too long. She stayed a little too long to what? To get into conversation with what? With the serpent. And it was through that Eve fell. Amen. So the prophet said, Eve fell in the Garden of Eden because she failed to hold on to God's word. Amen. That's the point. Failing to hold on to what? God's word. Look at Christ himself when he was being tried, tested by Satan. He always quoted the word, "It is written." In the seals book, paragraph 59, that's the second seal. He said, "Now, but God, full of mercy, made a way to redeem that woman. And now he promised her, telling her that sometime in the future, the true word would come to her again." Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He promised, though she has fallen, but he promised her that a time will come, the true word will come back to her again. Oh, amen. Merciful Father, we thank you, we bless you, Lord. So he said, now, we notice that God told Eve that after so long a time, the word is coming back to you. And the word will come for one purpose. Listen closely here. God promised what? Fallen Eve, the fallen bride. He promised that fallen woman that the word will come back to her again. And when it comes, it will come with what? One purpose. One purpose. And let us see the purpose. He said, that was for what? Redemption. To redeem. Amen. The word will come again to the fallen woman with one purpose, to redeem. Hallelujah. Because when Adam and Eve fell, we all also. Let's read something from Romans. I think it is in Romans somewhere there. There is a scripture that when it fell, all of us also, that it was through one man, isn't it? Is it chapter 6? Because of one man, we all fell. Okay, that's chapter 5. verse 17. He said, "For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which..." No, that's not the scripture I'm looking for. Is it what, 19? Yeah. "For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners." Amen. Praise God. "So by the obedience of one shall many be made what? Righteous." Amen. "Because of their sin, all of us also became sinners. But God promised that the true word will come back to us again. And it will come back us what? As a redeeming word. Redemption. Praise the Lord." "So now the blood was..." "Now the blood was of the bulls, the substitution that God gave to him." He said, "But until then, she had a substitution that will work until the time arrived for the original word." For the meantime, when sin came, God gave her a substitution to live by. Oh, praise the Lord. To live by that substitution until when the original word will come. Amen. So he gave her an offering to make a substitute for the blood. And that was what? The bulls, the blood of bulls, sheep and goats and things. Amen. But it didn't take away her sin. Take notice of that. The blood of what? Bulls and goats will never take away your sin. But it does what? It covered it. It covered it. My brother, my sister, let us not cover our sins. Amen. Amen. If you cover your sin, it's still there. And so this substitute that he gave to her, it was just what? Covering. It never took away the sin. But a time was coming when this substitute blood of animals will be done away with. Oh, when the real incarnate blood comes, there's coming a day, this substitute will be done away with. That's our topic. Substitute done away with in Christ Jesus. It was coming a time that it will be done away with. God's word promise became what? The blood. And a virgin shall conceive, you see. And was incarnate in the person of Jesus Christ, the Savior. The human blood became incarnate. And only virgin birth can produce that. Praise the Lord. But now the painful thing and the pitiful thing, part of it all, is that the real human blood has come, but people have refused to accept it. The real human blood has now come to take the place of the substitution, the blood of animals, but people still continue with the substitution. You get it? They still continue with what? The substitutes. The substitutes have become what? Part of them now. The prophet said, the substitute had become what? Had become, they refused to accept it, that they had gotten used to it. They've gotten used to what? The substitutes. So now, it is very difficult for them to leave them. But that we are seeing the thing today. Give the true word to someone. Showed him that look, There is no way in the Bible someone ever baptized in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And still, he wants to go with the substitution. The substitute. Because this was a substitute during the time of what? During the time of Martin Luther, during the time of Wesley. God accepted it. At that time, amen. But the original has come now. And people still are holding on to the substitutes. That is the thing that tonight we got to examine ourselves. There are many substitutes tonight in the world today. Because anything that God has laid, the devil has what? The substitutes. Today, when Christ came to bring redemption, substitutes are over. Substitutes are over. Praise God. Substitutes are over. Some time ago it was accepted. But today it is what? Over. With what? With the breaking of the seals. They saw the light. When Jesus came, they saw the light. But they chose still to stay in what? In darkness. And this is the condemnation, as we have read. This is the condemnation that the light has come into the world. And men still love darkness rather than light. You get the point? Substitutes, they are still holding on to substitutes. The light has come, my brother. There are many substitutes today. The devil now, every righteousness of God, he has a substitute. Every righteousness of God, Satan has their substitutes. So today it is Satan that gives what? Substitutes. It never comes from God anymore. It's finished. After Christ, all substitutes finished. And we saw that the church age, when the church from the day of Pentecost, it was the original. Then as the church traveled, the whole thing started to what? The light started to dim. Amen. But in this our day, oh, praise God. With what? The message of our time. Malachi 4. All substitutes is finished. With all mysteries finished, all substitutes finished. The Holy Spirit is speaking to the true believers that you have received the truth, the message of Malachi 4. Which have turned us back unto the apostolic fathers. And we have thankfully done away with what? Substitutes of the yesteryears. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We are what? We are done away with them in Christ Jesus. In the message. Amen. We know who we are now. We know what we have been raised up for. We are the Word made flesh today. Amen. He said the return of the pillar of fire coming back in the midst of his people again. This is this time that we are living in. That same pillar of fire that appeared unto Moses. That same pillar of fire that appeared unto Saul on the way to Damascus has come in our midst in this our day. Breaking what? Every mystery. All mysteries are what? Are over. And so there are no more substitutes. But my brother, my sister, tonight, a lot of people are holding on to still substitutes. A lot of people are still holding on to substitutes. He said, now, the prophets and the God provided way. He said, how that one man, the iniquity of the entire world was laid upon him. All sins, all sicknesses, everything that was wrong was laid upon one sheep, God's provided lamb. And he took him up to Calvary and crucified him to be the substitute for our wickedness and our sickness and our transgressions and all that we have done against God and all we have done against ourselves. He was God provided sacrifice for us. God's provided way. Brethren, let's look for God's provided way. Because there are substitutes all over. And the substitutes are finished. No more in our time. There are no more substitutes. The brethren, take notice. Now it is the devil that gives substitutes. Because in this our time, all previous substitutes that God accepted are all done away with in Christ Jesus. And all mysteries, as all mysteries are finished. So you see that instead of speaking the truth, the devil will give you a substitute to lie. See? Watch it now. Instead of speaking the truth, the devil will give you what? A substitute to lie. And we got to ask ourselves, how truthful have we been? Speaking evil against your brother comes from what? It comes from the devil. The devil has all the substitutes for all righteousness. And the deception is that he appears very religious. When he comes, he appears very religious. But he carries what? A substitute to give to you. Brethren, tonight, are you ready to do away with any substitute that is contrary to the word? Anything that is contrary to the word is a substitute. Watch it yourself. Anything in your life that is contrary to the word is a substitute from what? From the devil. He said, tonight, are you ready to do away with any substitute that is contrary to the word? That was what Eve did. She accepted a substitute against God's word. Against Adam. See? Husbands, never ever hold any form of substitutes against your wife. Praise the Lord. Anything contrary. Maybe you become angry all the time. It's from the devil. Wives, when you see your husband is angry, tell him, hey, you've received substitute from the devil. Praise God. Amen. And wives also, never take any substitutes against what your husbands. Praise the Lord. He said, remember what Christ, remember what Christ, your spiritual husband, has done for you. He, our spiritual husband, what he has done for us. So now, remember Laodicea now. We are in Laodicea. Many are naked and they know not. That's the time we are living in. Many people are naked and they know us not. Holding on to substitutes. My brother being what? A message believer. Holding on to this message. You could be and still be holding on to what? Substitutes. Let's watch our life tonight. He said, Tonight, we know who we are. Let the musicians start coming. We know who we are. We know what we have been raised up for. We are the Word made flesh. Tonight, our prayer is, watch, examine yourself. Amen. If there are any substitutes. Substitutes are what? Anything that is contrary to the Word of God. Anything. Brethren, that's what we are here tonight to pray. To examine ourselves. Anything that is contrary to the Word of God is a substitute from the devil. Tonight, just put it somewhere. Forever and ever. Don't cover it. The blood is still there for you. To what? To take away everything. The bleached blood of Jesus Christ will wipe away everything. If only you will confess. Say, Lord, I've been holding this substitute I received from the devil. Tonight, I surrender. Praise God. Brethren, we know who we are and we know what we have been raised up for. We are the Word made flesh today. We will sing the original song, original life. And the thing is, brethren, let's look at when we come to prayer meetings. Let's go back to what the Word of God tells us. He said, in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. With thanksgiving. So anytime, this time we come here and for prayer meeting, we must first give thanks unto Him.
Amen.
We must worship Him, praise Him, give the glory to Him. And then through that, we can make our word, our request being made known unto Him. And remember, whatever trials that come your way, you are standing on the spoken word of God. The fruits, the image of God must be seen in your life. Praise the Lord. So where shall we stand tonight? And now praise the Lord that we know who we are. We are not dealing with substitutes. But we are dealing with the original word of God. Praise the Lord.
The Lord for the original life, the original life, the original thing, the original word. It's what I mean. The Son of Man. The seven seal is on the original life, the original thing. We are the Word made flesh today. This is what the scripture says. In our midst, our sin within, bringing in perfect without sin. Yes, we are the anointed, inspired. ago. Who's the original
eye?
The original eye. The original seed. The original word is what I bear. The Son of Man is revealed. The sealed seal is on me. The original eye. The original seal. Our eyes stop understanding. He has opened up at last, and sweet victory is ours. We're chained down in the past. Through the wind has sounded, and we have responded to our God. Who's the original is revealed, the seventh seal is unveiled. The original eye, the original seal. We are called unto adoption, full of authority and power. Sleeping saints will wake and join us.
Brethren, tonight we are looking at what the Lord has done for us. Many are holding on to substitutes, but look at what the Lord has done for us. Praise God. He's giving us the original word, the truth. What we have, many are looking for it. And yet, even when it is given to them, they cannot even perceive it. They cannot understand. But to you, he said, it is given for you to understand. It is given for you to believe. It is the grace of God. Praise the Lord. Do you see what the Lord has done for you? That he has what? He has taken your heart and inscribed. Oh, hallelujah. Write the truth upon, engraved in your heart.
Hallelujah.
Brethren, tonight, the grace of God, we are not with
Amen.
What? Any substitute. We are with what? Original. This is why tonight, before we bring our request before the Lord, let us give him the glory. Let us say, Lord, we thank you that you have chosen us to be a people of your own, preparing us, oh, for your second coming. Brethren, have you been really weighing and looking at what the Lord has done for you? Have you seen the greatness of it? Brethren, consider it. Look at how people who call themselves Christians, and yet, oh my, we are not condemning anyone, but we are praying that everybody will come to the truth. But the Lord has brought you into the truth already. So what do you have to tell him tonight? To worship and praise him, the Lord, I thank you for this grace that you have given to me.
Hallelujah.
As we sing Amazing Grace, prepare yourself to thank the Lord. Because, brethren, this is something that God has done in our life that we have no word even to say to show our appreciation. There is nothing you can do. Then what he has saved, give it all to him. He has taken you out. Give everything back to him. As we sing Amazing Grace, just give the thanks to him. And as you are singing, just listen. The whole world, take it into your heart. Take it into your heart. Let's sing it prayerfully. Let's not rush it. Let's sing it prayerfully.
Oh, God, save a wretch like me. I was lost, but now blind, but now I see. God's grace that drove my heart to fear, and grace my fear relieved. How precious gift God's grace appeared. The hour I first believed, too many angels talk and says I have already come. This is us now, and grace will lead me home. When we've been dead and down in the air, bright shining at the sun. To see God's grace, and when we pray, God.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
This all I saw, the sun forbid to shine. But God, who called me in the Lord, will be forever mine. Praise God, praise God, praise God, amen. Praise God, praise God, amen. Oh, praise God, praise God.
let us praise Him. Let us bless the Lord. I thank You, Lord God. Oh, I bless You, Lord. Let us just worship Him. Bless the Lord. Watch what the Lord has done. My brother. Taking every substitute away from your life. When we look, oh brethren, that today our eyes have been opened. Our eyes have been opened.
Praise God.
We were lost, but now we have been found. Just give Him the praise. Worship Him. Say, Lord, I thank You for nothing good that I have done. Nothing good that I have done. But yet, Lord, Your amazing grace. Oh, went looking for me. Your grace went looking for me.
Now,
freedom, Lord Savior, from this life, Lord, and the evils of this life, Lord Savior God. Grant us grace, Lord, we pray tonight, Lord. I pray for my brother, weeps, Lord. Lord, in circumstance, Lord, You undertake, Lord, thy plan.
Hallelujah.
Lord, in His money, Lord, we give it all unto Thee, Lord. Bless the Lord, in circumstance, the kidney
thank
problems,
you,
Lord. Lord, Savior, Lord, in dad, Lord, Savior, Lord, Father, Lord, the family, Lord, as well. We give it all unto Thee, Lord. Even in the Son, Lord, Savior God. We are portion, Lord, brother, than I. Lord, His family, Lord, brother. Lord, Savior, Wellington, Lord, His family, Lord, Savior God.
Oh, thank You, Lord Jesus. Lord, we're so much grateful, O God, unto You that this is only even our thanksgiving. We have not even, Lord, presented our request unto You. Lord, only thanksgiving. Only thanksgiving. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. It shows how, Lord, we are so much grateful that even our requests have not yet been made known unto You. But, Lord, even You know our hearts. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Brethren, of the truth, the Lord has done so much for us. Giving us a prophet in this our time. That mysteries that have been hidden years all have been made known unto us. The mystery of the kingdom of heaven is has been made known unto us. The mystery of the church as the bride of Christ. Oh, thank You, Lord Jesus. The mystery of the living Christ, yesterday, today, and forever. Blessed be Your name, Lord. The mystery of the mystery Babylon. Oh, thank You, Lord. Even the mystery of the serpent seed. Oh, Lord Jesus. The prophet said that has been hidden mystery all through the years. Has been made known unto us. Lord, tonight,
We've truly given our thanks, Lord, to you. We bless you, Lord Jesus, for opening our eyes, Lord, for us to perceive all these things, Lord. These ancient words, long preserved, have been revealed unto us. Ancient words, long preserved. Let us sing that song. And then whatever request that is upon your heart as you are singing, just let it be known unto him, because he knows it even before you utter it. Let's sing that song.
Holy words, long preserved for our hope in this world. Here is the part of us, oh, let the ancient words divine, words of life, words of hope, give us strength, help us grow in this world, wherever we roam, ancient words will guide us home. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts, oh, let the ancient words depart. Oh, ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts, oh, let the ancient words depart. Holy words of our faith handed down, oh, to this end, came to us through sacrifice, oh, lay the faithful word of God. Holy words, long preserved for our hope in this world. Here is now, with God on high, oh, let the ancient words impart. Oh, ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. Oh, we have come with open hearts, oh, let the ancient words impart. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts, oh, let the ancient words impart.
Let me read something here from the prophet. He said, now let's look at what Christ has done. He said, how that one man, the iniquity of the entire world was laid upon him. All the sins, all the sickness, everything that was wrong was laid upon him. God's provided lamb. He took him up to Calvary and crucified him to be a substitute for our wickedness and our sickness and our transgressions and all that we have done against God and all that we have done against ourselves. He was God's provided sacrifice for us. God's provided way. Now, God has always had a way. Listen, my brother, as the prophet saying this. God has always had a way. He's got a way tonight. And God always, before he sends judgment, he always make a way of escape. Out of every trial, God makes a way of escape. And God makes a way before he sends his judgment. And then the prophet said this. He said, I must say this first. Before he sends judgment, he always sends mercy.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, we thank you, O God. That judgment, never was destined for us. You showed us the way of escape. You showed us mercy. You showed us the provided way. And Lord, tonight, your children, we have given you the thanks. We praise you, Lord. We give you the glory for what you have done, O God, for us in our lives. And tonight, having thanked you, God, you know the requests that are upon the Hallelujah. Heart of your children. The requests of God individually in our homes, for our children, for our jobs, for our documents. Oh God, you know them. You know us by our names individually. You know the secrets of every heart, Lord. You know our needs. Tonight, Lord, we lay our request before you. The request of your children, of God, we place before your altar of grace, Lord. Those who are looking for mercy, Lord, let your mercy that endureth forever endure for each and every one, Lord. Those who are looking for, Lord Jesus, forgiveness, Lord. Oh, when you were in the cross, you said, Lord, forgive them. They never know what they are doing. You are the one that forgives. No one else, Lord. If anyone seeking that you forgive, Lord, let your forgiveness, God, come upon your children. If someone is looking for, Lord, more of you, oh Lord Jesus, we've brought our cups. Fill our cups, Lord, Hallelujah. Tonight. Let it be overflowing, oh Lord. That's more of our prayer, more of our request is, Lord Jesus, to receive Hallelujah. More of you, O God. More of you. So, Lord, we've brought our cups. Fill our cups tonight. Let it be overflowing. Let your blessings, O God, be upon us in our homes, working places, in our schools, in our jobs. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, hearts have been lifted up towards you. Hands have been lifted towards you. Every heart, Lord, is lifted up towards you tonight.
Hallelujah. Amen.
With our request upon our hearts, Lord, Father, we pray that, oh God, you touch each and every one tonight. Take every burden away, Lord. Because you are the burden bearer. You say we should cast our burdens upon you. Lord, tonight, that is exactly what we've done. Because we believe that in you all things are possible. As long as we believe, Lord, you have given us that covenant. That as many that believe, to them is given. And Father, we believe by faith. Our request, Lord, we believe the Lord. It will never return to us void. we are going to see, Lord, the fulfillment of our request to God. That we could come back, O Lord Jesus, and lift up, Lord, our testimonies to the glory of your name. Lord, we believe tonight. We believe it. We believe it, Lord. And even Lord Jesus, as we commit the church, Lord, into your hands, oh God, you said you establish your church and the gates of hell can never prevail against it. Lord, we believe it. That this church, oh God, is your own church that you have made for yourself, oh God. Father, are there any spots? Lord, take them away. Any wrinkles, Lord, iron them out. Any blemish, oh Lord Jesus, let the blood, the bleached blood of Jesus Christ of God, perish. Have we lost anything? Lord, you said you restore. We want to see that restoration, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ tonight, we commit our pastor, Lord, into your hands. He leads the sheep, oh God. He needs, Lord, your leadership. He needs your wisdom, Lord. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, as you bestowed unto Moses to be able to lead your children out of bondage, Lord, grant him that same leadership, Lord. To carry everyone upon his heart, Lord. And present us, Lord, unto you. Lord Jesus, bless him and his family. Bless the ministry in this house, Lord. Bless the officers in this house, Lord. Bless every parent, Lord, in this house.
Hallelujah.
Bless the young ones, the youth, Lord. Bless the children of God. Oh, Lord Jesus, we look unto you, O Lord. Your eyes that sees every corner. Oh, wherever our children will be, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, let your eye rest upon them, O God. Come against any evil eye that will shoot against them in Jesus' name. Let your spirit rest on us.
Hallelujah.
And protect them, O God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, we are waiting for your coming, Lord. We are waiting, Lord Jesus. We thank you that you are preparing us. In this sinful world, O God, there are people that you are preparing for your own, O God. We thank you, the Lord Jesus. We are just passing through here. We thank you, the Lord. Just like Abraham, our father, looking for that city that has foundation.
Hallelujah.
Whose builder and maker is you, God. That's our destination. That's what we are looking for, oh God. And we know the Lord, you've already put us on the threshold. Oh, we can see it, oh Lord. Oh, thank you, the Lord Jesus. You have lifted us, oh God, to have a glimpse of that glorious bride. Oh, we bless you, Lord. Thank you, the Lord, you are coming soon. Thank you are coming soon.
Hallelujah.
You are coming soon. The Lord, he is coming soon. How many believe?
Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you that our request, oh, you have answered each and every one. We bless you, Lord. We give you the glory. We are waiting for your coming, Lord. We know you are coming soon. Let's sing that song, Coming Soon. Coming soon. Thank you.
He's come. He's coming soon. Yes. Yes, in this, the closing days of time, what joy the glorious hope affords, that soon our wondrous truth sublime, and he shall reign, King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
Glorious hope for,
oh, yes, sir.
That soon our wondrous truth sublime. He shall reign, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Hallelujah!
Oh, he's coming very soon. With joy, we welcome his return. With joy. I know it's coming soon. The sign around the earth and earth.
Oh, yes, the offering
dead on the starlit sky. Faithful witnesses declare that the coming of the Savior draweth nigh.
Oh yes,
he's coming soon. He's
coming soon.
He's coming very soon. With joy we welcome his returning. It may be morn,
oh yes.
It may be night.
I know.
It's coming so
now.
The dead who in Christ who dead desire.
Let numbers fall shall rise
when through the portals of the sky.
Oh, God richly bless you, brethren. God bless you.
If
we come tonight, we will meet in glory. Oh, how many believe it?
This God,
if you will come tonight, oh, let us meet in the glory. I will meet you there.
With joy,
I will see you.
We'll,
oh, hallelujah!
His return.
Oh, we bless your coming soon, Lord.
It may be.
Oh, be there. I know. I will see you there. Glory to bless you.
He's coming soon, and we who living yet remain, he come shall meet our faithful Lord. His hope we cherish not in vain, but we comfort one another by his word. His coming soon, his coming very soon. With joy we will